Hi everyone, good to have you joining with us today for another short devotional message just based upon some of the great things of God. Just walking through the garage here, came across my old tackle bag from many, many years ago. Through my teenage years in high school and a little bit beyond that, I had a wonderful interest in fishing. Coarse fishing, especially fishing for pike and the odd trout as well. But pike fishing was the thing that really I enjoyed whenever I was a teenager. It used to be a couple of good tackle shops in the town here. Guns and Tackle was one, and then McBride Sports was another. And whatever little bit of pocket money I had often went on buying lures, spinners, plugs and different things to try and attract the big pike. And any spare time you had in the summer, especially around the age 15, 16, 17 as well, around those years, so much of that time was spent fishing in some of the lakes there over in the county down. Maybe some of the lads that I fished with back in those days are watching these wee messages. But just thought I'd show you some of my favourite lures from the tackle box. You know, Duncan Campbell was a famous revival preacher. And during the awakening in the Isle of Lewis, he preached again and again and again to the people of the islands, and God moved in great power. The Reverend Duncan Campbell oftentimes would have preached the same texts from the Word of God, and oftentimes would have preached the same sermons as well. Asked why he did that, he said, "I would never dream of throwing away the fly that is catching the fish." And if you're a fisherman today, especially if you're a fly fisherman, you will know that there are some flies in your tackle box that are often more successful than others. And so it is with the coarse fishing as well for the pike. Just a few lures that were popular whenever I was a young lad. Sometimes in the warmer weather, you might have used this one. It's called the Big S Plug. It floats on the surface. Whenever you reel it or draw it in this little vein here below the eyes, pulls it down below the surface and it rattles. There's a little rattle inside, and that's to attract the fish. I never had much success with that one. Then there was this one that was famous for pike as well. This was known as a Voblex, quite a strange little thing, and that was one of the most famous pike lures you could get back in the day. The little blade spins around as you draw it through the water. Never much success with that one either. And then there was this one, which was called a Toby, 20 gram Toby spinner. You could really cast that one quite a distance. That one went very, very far. Had quite a bit of success with the Toby. The pike seemed to like that one. But my all-time favourite, never seemed to fail if there was pike about at all, was this one, an Abu Garcia Atom. The Abu Garcia Atom. And again, that's a 20 gram Atom. There's little ribs on it there, and that moves quite nicely through the water. And then the little bit of red here, the bait tag around the hook as well. Always had great success with the Atom. If nothing else failed, you draw out the Atom, and so it goes. There's many, many more here I can show you. Big Meps was hard to beat as well. That was made in France. They were popular for trout and for salmon, but a big one like this was quite good for the pike as well. They made quite a vibration through the water as the blade spun around the body of the lure. And a little brass size zero Meps, almost irresistible for trout if you're fishing there in the river. So all sorts of different lures, some more successful than others. Some seem to catch fish better than the others. But you know, it was the Lord Jesus Christ himself who said to his disciples as they were casting their nets into the sea, "Follow me, and I will make you to become fishers of men." And in my experience, my limited experience preaching the gospel, there are certain texts in the Word of God that seem just to be something that the Lord really uses. And maybe you're listening today and you're not yet a Christian. What about some of those great texts of Scripture that maybe you learned as a child? John chapter 3, verse number 16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." What about the parable of the prodigal son? A well-known parable. And yet multitudes, like John 3:16, have been brought to faith through the story or the parable of the prodigal son. What about that lovely parable in Luke's Gospel, chapter 14, about a certain man that made a great supper and bade many? What about the story of the rich man and Lazarus in Luke chapter 16? These are well-known, familiar portions of Scripture. And I have to say, in all honesty, over the years, it seems nowadays that even many evangelicals, they don't preach on the old, tried and tested gospel texts that draw sinners to Christ and draw sinners to the cross. What about even the cross of Christ itself? The Apostle Paul said, God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And there's something heartwarming about the cross. But yet, sadly, in our day and generation, there's a decentralization of the cross. People are turning to other things, but it's hard to beat the old gospel texts and simple gospel sermons and gospel messages that just bring us to Christ and bring us to the cross. So just as I was looking through the old tackle box there, made me think about some of the great texts of God's word that God has used over many years to bring multitudes of souls to the Savior. How to beat the old paths, hard to beat the old ways, hard to beat the old message of the cross. May God bless you. If you're involved in evangelistic work, let's endeavour to catch men. Let's endeavour to throw out the gospel net. Let's endeavour to use the old tried and tested means, those great texts, those simple gospel truths, and let's cast them out there and see what the Lord does. May God bless you today, friends. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again, hopefully, next time round. Bye-bye.